started. We're having dinner over at the fellowship hall after. Thank God for His goodness. I thank God that, amen, He's blessed us to be in service tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Enjoyed every song, testimony. Just wonderful how God longs to move for us. And I want to read Psalm 121 tonight. Psalm 121, very familiar scripture. Probably most of us could quote these first two verses, which what I'm going to preach from. But let's read this psalm and see how the Lord will help us tonight as we'll go to His Word. Amen. If you don't have no money to put in tonight, come on, eat with us anyways. We've got enough food and everybody needs to come on. Time of fellowship. Can we read this psalm together aloud? Every one of us, Psalm 121. This is a wonderful psalm to memorize. And so let's just read it aloud together. Verse 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word tonight, Lord. Thank you, God, that we can lift up our eyes unto the hills and we can receive help. God, I believe you to touch us tonight. God, to look under the hills and receive our help. I pray, God, that you would touch our hearts. We're already encouraged. It's already, as the little children's song sing, it's bubbling, it's bubbling. It's bubbling in my soul. Hallelujah. And I thank you for it tonight in Jesus' name. The church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing and honoring the word of the Lord. God bless you tonight. Help from the hills is what I want to preach on tonight. Help from the hills. Glory to God. You know, mountains are an amazing thing. If the earth was completely flat, amen, below sea level, the sea would turn and come and in here, and it would be just one big marsh. If the earth was flat, amen, and everything was above sea level, amen, it would be dry and everything, all the water would be in the sea. But God in His great wisdom and knowledge in creating the earth made mountains. Amen. And valleys. Some places is a little low. Some places is a little high. Amen. And here the psalmist said, I'm going to lift up mine eyes unto the hills. All through the Bible it talks about mountains. Amen. Matter of fact, in Psalms 125 it says, as mountains are round about Jerusalem, amen, so the Lord is round about His people, amen, henceforth, even forever. And the Bible talks about, amen, mountains in a bad way. Jesus said, if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast in the sea, it should obey you. In other words, a mountain that is in our way. Praise God. There have been times that mountains have been in my way. You ever heard the term mountaintop experience? Amen. What that's talking about is I'm on top of the mountain. Hallelujah. I've got the victory and I'm on top. And brother and sister, we know we don't have to serve God very long. It's not always a mountaintop experience. Sometimes it's low. Sometimes it's down in the valley. Hey, amen. Matter of fact, I remember a brother, he's passed on to glory now, Brother Wayne Armbrister. He was the first one I said it. I don't know if he come up with it or not, but he said the Christian walk is like this. It's up and down, constantly up and down. And he said, hey, amen, that's the way it's going to be. He said, but it should never be like this, in and out. He said, it's just straight up and down, but not like this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember that, young people? God wants you to stay in the straight and the narrow way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Help from the hills. He said, my help. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. I'm going to just preach to you simple tonight. I already feel like we've enjoyed the service. I have. Amen. And I may not have a whole lot to say tonight. Only, amen, the Lord knows, you know, the complete extent of it. But I have this on my heart, and I'd like to talk to us about help from the hills. The Bible says that Moses, I want to first talk to us about Mount Horeb. Amen. Or Mount Sinai, where God gave the law. Amen. I want to talk to us about that mountain tonight. I want to talk to us about Mount Calvary. Hallelujah. Thank God for that mountain where Jesus died. Hallelujah. Thank God for that mountain. Glory to God. Maybe somebody in here tonight can leave changed by the power of Almighty God, by the saving power of Almighty God. I thank God for the cross. And I thank God for the mountain. Moses, amen, was leading his father-in-law's flock when Mount Horeb is first mentioned in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 1 when it is brought into the scripture. Amen. Moses here, amen, is going to be called of God to lead the children of Israel out of the land of bondage, out of the land of Egypt. Friend, it is God's will for us to come out of the land of bondage. Hallelujah! It is God's will for us to come out of the land, amen, of bondage. The Bible said that he came back there on the backside of the desert, and he came to the mountain of God. Glory to God, even to Horeb. It was on this mountain that later on, amen, Elijah would go to. Amen. And God would shake that mountain. Hallelujah. And cause the earthquake to shake it. Amen. And the rocks, amen, the wind to blow so strong that the rocks would fall against each other. Amen. It was on this mountain that God would send the fire. Amen. And that lastly, God would come to Elijah in a still, small voice. It was on this mountain, amen, when the children of Israel came, that Moses would climb up on that mountain. Hallelujah. And Moses would say to God, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Hallelujah. Show me thy glory. God said, Moses, nobody has ever seen my face and lived. Young people, we serve a God that no human flesh has ever looked upon the face of God, because his face is so holy and so powerful that man would die when they looked upon the face of God Almighty. Oh God. Amen. Oh God. He sent his son Jesus Christ in our form. Amen. He was born of a woman just like me and you was. Hallelujah. So we could behold the glory of God, because God, we look like God. We was made in the image of God. And so God sent his son, amen, through, amen, mankind. And he came down, amen, and died on mountain called Calvary, on Mount Calvary. Hallelujah. But the law, the Bible says that Moses went up in the mountain. He was there for 40 days and for 40 nights. Amen. Praise God. The cloud came down. A dark cloud came on this mountain. Hallelujah. The children of Israel looked and saw it. After 40 days or after some time, he came down after 40 days. The Bible said the children of Israel said, hey, we don't even know what happened to Moses. What happened to him? We don't even know. They had been in Egypt so long that they had learned the Egyptian ways. Brothers and sisters, we have to live in this world, but we got to be careful not to learn the world's ways. The Bible said that they told Aaron, said, make us a calf. Amen. A calf of gold.
and they made a calf of gold, and God told Moses, amen, he said, go down. Amen, those people have already rebelled against me. Amen, go down from this mountain. Those people have already turned their back. They've made a golden calf. Moses come down off that mountain. I'm preaching on help from the hills. The Bible said he came off that mountain. Amen. He told to Joshua. Amen. He said, there's a noise in the camp. Joshua said, there must be war. Moses said, that ain't a noise of war. Said, that's a noise of dancing. Amen. They come down. They was a dancing around that calf. The Bible said they was naked all the way down to their shame. The devil will make a fool out of you. Amen. But I'm telling you, God had given Moses two tables of stone. Those tables of stone was the law of God. They was written with the finger of God. God's finger had etched in these tablets of stone. Or granite, or however, whatever these things was. Amen. He had etched the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And down through the list, honor your father and mother. Remember the Sabbath day. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not bear false, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, and thou shalt not covet. He come off that mountain with the law of God in his hand. Now I'm going to tell you something, brother and sister. The law doesn't save us, but the law shows us who we are. The law reveals to us who we are. I know that you read, amen, in Romans where the Bible says, hallelujah, when the law came, sin revived, and I died. Oh, God, help us to realize, amen, that help from the hills. Amen, we've got to go up that Mount Horeb, amen, and realize that God requires of us to obey His law. Amen. Hallelujah. He came down with those tables of stone. And the Bible said that Moses was so angry. You know the story. He threw them down and he broke them beneath the mount. He went over and he took care of business. Amen. This ain't my message tonight. But I can see after Moses has calmed down. Hallelujah. Sometimes you're in the heat of the moment. You might do things you'll regret. But I can see as Moses is finally calmed down, he goes back. He goes to looking, where did I throw them down? Amen. And brother and sister, he finds them crumbled pieces. Amen. And shattered, broken pieces. Amen. Where God had given him a wonderful thing. I'm preaching tonight on heaven. Up from the hills. Moses is here on this mountain many years before. Right at the foot of this mountain is where, amen, this fire is burning this bush. They said that that tumbleweed would blow in that desert, and said it would get so dry and hot and it would roll, and said that it would spark a rock, you know, and hit a rock, and fire, amen, would catch that tumbleweed. And said it was just like a flare. Said it would burn up so quick in that hot desert in the sun. Amen. It would burn up so quick if you wasn't watching. It would be burning and gone in just a split second almost. Amen. But Moses is back there. Hallelujah. But Brother Adolph, this one ain't a going out. This one's a burning and a burning and a burning and a burning. That's what God wants to do in our life, young people. The devil said, oh, they'll burn out after a while. Oh, I've seen them get on fire before. Oh, I've seen them get a hold of this. Oh, I've seen that church testify before and go, woo, he got the victory. Woo, we're going to win souls, but it'll burn out. Amen. But I'm telling you, it wasn't burning out this time, brother. It just kept right on a burning. Hallelujah. And I pray that our hearts will burn and keep right on a burning and keep right on burning and keep right on burning. Finally, Moses said, I'm going to turn aside and see why this fire is not gone out. The Bible said when God saw, hallelujah, that he turned aside, that he called unto him out of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, He said, here am I. He said, draw not near. Take your shoes off. Because the place you're standing is holy ground. Woo! Church, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. This was the mountain of God. Amen. God had brought him right to where he was. Let me say this right here. Does anybody feel like they're climbing a mountain tonight? Amen. It could be the mountain of God. Hallelujah. It could be the greatest experience in your life. It could be the greatest thing that ever happened in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I said something about it this morning, Brother Adolph. Thank God about that boy in prison talking about everybody had left him. His wife had left him, his mom and all of that. Amen. I was there preaching that day. He had got a letter from his mom. Amen. His dad had already disowned him. Amen. He was from a high-class family, best I can figure. His dad had told him, said, son, don't, you ain't got, we disown you because of the things he had done. Amen. His brothers, none of them, his wife had divorced him. Amen. But his mom kept on sending letters to him. I love you, son, on and on. And that day, that very day, or maybe the day before, or sometime right before I'd come in there and preached, amen, sister, he had got a letter from his mom. And she said, son, I'm going to have to tell you, you're not my son no more. You've disgraced the family. You've disgraced us. And you can just forget about us and you can forget about me. You're not my son no more. I don't know what he did. I don't know. It may have been something. Amen. That they felt justified. I don't know. But I do know that I walked in that cell that day, Brother Doyle, not even knowing. Not having a clue. Amen. Here this man was trying to turn his life around to God. Amen. Call it jailhouse religion or whatever. Amen. But I walked in there and began to preach and the Holy Ghost came in there and God began to touch him. Amen. And I remember sitting in that office right there in the D dorm. Amen. When he said, Brother Snow, hallelujah, praise God. He said, the worst day of my life became the best day of my life. He said, I got a letter from my mother. He said, but I got saved that day. Amen. I got born again that day. Amen. My life was changed. Hallelujah. He became a great witness for God. I'm going to tell you something. Take your shoes off, Moses, because the place you're standing is holy ground. Wait a minute. Look at that old rugged mountain. Seemed like I heard a song said, I'm climbing up. I'm climbing up on the rough side of the mountain. Amen. I'm doing my best to make it in. Sometimes it seems like we can barely make it. We can barely pull ourselves up. Amen. But God told Moses that day, said, Moses, Moses, here am I. Said, take your shoes off and don't come no closer because the ground that you're standing on is holy ground. I want to tell you something greater than anything else in our life, young people, amen, is worshiping God and living God, living for God and pleasing Him. Take your shoes off, Moses. Woo! He said, I am the God of thy father. I'm talking about help from the hills. Moses is running from an angry Pharaoh that as soon as he found him, he'd kill him. Wiped him off, killed him. He's a running. He's out here way back. Nobody knows where he is. I'm going to tell you, amen, you can get to a place nobody knows where I am. God always knows where we are. Hallelujah. You can run, but you can't hide. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Moses hid his face. He was afraid to look upon God. He didn't want to look at that fire burning in that, amen, in that bush. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, I have seen the affliction. He goes on down. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to send you. You know the story. Moses said, who am I? Amen. Moses, what do you have in your hand? I've got an old rod. Just a crooked stick. Amen. That I was used to defend these poor sheep of my father-in-law Jethro. Moses, give it to me. Hallelujah. Throw it on the ground, Moses. I'm going to tell you something. You pick up that that rod in your hand, you think I ain't got nothing but a crooked stick in my hand that's worth 5 cents. Amen. I don't have no talents. I can't talk or nothing. But if you throw it on the ground, God can make a miracle out of your little something. If you just obey God, amen, the rod turned to a serpent. Amen. God's able to do anything. Amen. God can do something with the smallest thing in our life. Hallelujah. The smallest thing. I've been stuck on this for a while. For weeks I've been stuck on this. But you let somebody, I don't care how low they are, turn their life over to God, and God will slowly start picking them up. And you turn your back and turn around, Sister Mary. Whoa, what happened there? Hallelujah. Let a little time go by. God will give them a job. God will pay their bills. God will bless them with a car. God will restore their freedom. God will do it. Hallelujah. Throw that rod on the ground, Moses. I know it's just an old broken, crooked rod in your hand, but in my hand, it's a mighty tool that can cause great things to happen that you can't imagine. Just an old crooked rod in Moses' hand, Brother Curtis. But it come to life and slithered all around. Hallelujah, when he obeyed God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about help from the hills. Moses was strayed. He was just wondering. Hey, man, he didn't find it. Have you ever heard anybody say, I remember one girl coming to church, and she was drunk, and we got to praying. And I know I haven't experienced this every time, but y'all might have experienced this, and I have. And it's been several years, I have to admit. But Sister Donna, God sobered her up just like that. I've seen that happen a few times, where the Holy Ghost would take somebody under the influence and sober them up immediately. Woo! Now I remember she looked around and she said, "Where am I?" I said, "You're in the house of God." "What? You're in church." Hallelujah. She had come in church and we was praying. Amen. She didn't even know where she was. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said, "You're in church. Amen. And we're praying for you. And you need to get saved. Glory to God." Moses, you didn't realize it. Amen. But you was in the presence of God. Amen. And you may not realize it tonight, young person. Amen. This might not be just an ordinary Sunday night service for you. You might have found your way to the mountain of God in your life. Amen. Where God's going to do a change. Where God's going to do a miracle. And God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about help from the hills, Mount Horeb. Amen. Moses goes up on this mountain and God gives him the law. You know what the law does? It leads us to God. The law doesn't save us. The law is types and shadows to bring us to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "I didn't come to destroy the law. I came to fulfill it." Somebody said, "We don't need the Old Testament." The Old Testament leads us to God. Come on now. Now somebody come in here and get saved, a new convert. Amen. And they ask me where to read. I'm going to tell them to read the book of John or read the book of Matthew. Amen. I ain't got no problem with that. I'm not going to start them out, you know, back there and, you know, Leviticus and things like that. I can't say sometimes my mind gets boggled down with that if I'm not, you know, in some soundproof room or something like that where I can really think and meditate on it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But the other day I opened up my Bible and I got to reading. Hallelujah. I'm going to just tell off on us right here, Sister Bethany. Hallelujah. We got to praying. She was a praying. I didn't know it. She was a praying. Amen. And the Lord told her about those wagons that Joseph sent. This ain't got nothing to do with my message. Amen. She said, amen. The Lord was telling her that those wagons that Joseph sent, when Jacob saw the wagons, hallelujah, he said his spirit revived and said the Lord was telling her about the wagons was coming, you know. Said, talking about pray for the wagons to come. Talking about that. I didn't know nothing about it. I'm all the way in Louisiana waiting on somebody to come up for a job. And I got my little Bible and reading out there. And I got to reading where Moses over in Numbers, amen, where they was bringing wagons. And God told told Moses, said, take it of them. Take it, take it. Amen. I'm going to bless them. You take it and use it for the kingdom of God. Amen. For the tabernacle. And I know on those wagons with spoons and all this different stuff, they're in Numbers, I think, chapter, amen, 7 or 8, 9, somewhere around in there. Amen. I come home that night. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm about to feel the Lord here tonight. I said, you know it's strange. Amen. We was praying there and the kids was in bed. I said, I know it's strange, but this is the scripture I felt like the Lord gave me. Amen. Hallelujah. Whoa. Glory to God. And she is telling me the scripture the Lord had gave her. Amen. Both of them was wagons. I'm telling you, church, the word of God is alive. It's not dead. God's not dead. He's still alive. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me. God's still moving. God's got an army marching through this land. Amen. Hallelujah. And God wants to save our loved ones. God wants to send revival. God wants to deliver. He's got us to the mountain of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo. Go ahead, church. I'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills. The mountain of God. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Obey them.
Certainly I was saying to these church, listen, we're kept you here for prayer. I am coming even now, say the Lord. Listen, listen. They are just about to park in front of you, saith the Lord. Listen, I am sending what ye have prayed for, saith the Lord. Listen, listen, even now I am coming down the road with your wagon.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, worship the Lord tonight, church. We might as well let the Holy Ghost have his way. Worship the Lord, children. Hallelujah. Children, worship God. Hallelujah. Raise your hands. Put your mind on the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Serve the Lord, young people. Serve God, children. Amen. Serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know these testimonies tonight. Lift up your eyes unto the hills. Hallelujah. The hills from which cometh my help. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's it, young lady. I love you, Jesus. Go ahead. I love you, Jesus. Have your way in my heart. Have your way in my life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for her. In the name of Jesus, I lay my hand upon her. In the name of Jesus, do a work in her heart and soul. Thank you for it right now, God. In the holy name of Jesus, I turn to you, Lord. You are my Savior, and you are my God. I love you, Lord. That's it. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. I could preach a lot longer. Glory to God. But these children, God's a touching them right now. Hallelujah. Could it be tonight that they're like Moses? They come to the mountain of God. Oh, I'm telling you, God's the healer. Hallelujah. God's the deliverer. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God's the master of the sea. The master of the storm. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not going to change my message tonight, but I want to preach to you Hallelujah. Keep on a praying. The Bible said that Joseph sent them wagons down there to carry Jacob. Glory to God. Woo! Jacob was an old man. Hallelujah. Here come these wagons. Amen. Jacob said, I ain't going to believe it. Joseph ain't alive. I'm not going to believe it. Ain't no way. I ain't going to believe it. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Amen. They tried everything. Finally, somebody got old daddy by the hand. Said, come on over here to the window. Come to the window if you'll do one thing. Look out that window right there, Dad. Look out that window. See those wagons? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, brother. Amen. When he saw the wagons, glory to God, he knew that God was doing it. I wish somebody could go to the window tonight and look out. Hallelujah. You might not want to believe me. You might not want to believe, but if you could just go to the window and look out the window, hallelujah. I believe if we could just get them, I could see Reuben saying, Judah, what are we going to do? Hey man, it's Joseph down there. We got to get Dad down there. What are we going to do? Hey man, how are we going to get him to go? Can't you convince him? Hey man, Judah said, I've tried everything, Reuben. Hey man, Levi said, I've tried everything, boys. Nothing will convince him. Finally, somebody said, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Go get him and take him to the window. Hallelujah. That's what I'm trying to do tonight. Hallelujah. I can't work miracles. I can't heal sick bodies. I can't fill with the Holy Ghost. I can't bring lost children home. Amen, but I know there's wagons in the yard. Hallelujah. I said, I know there's wagons in the yard. Amen, that God is going to move in your behalf. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Stand together with me tonight, church. If we could just pray right here. We could just pray right here. Maybe there's a sinner in here tonight that needs to come to the mount. Hallelujah. Maybe there's a sinner here tonight you need deliverance from Mount Calvary. And I would like to preach on it. But the Holy Ghost can do a far greater job than I could ever do. And I want to get out of the way right here. I feel the Spirit. Hallelujah. Maybe somebody here tonight needs to go to the mountain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sinner friend, this door, this altar is open for you to come. The arms of the Lord is ready for you to be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all help me here, right here. Up to the mount I go. Up to the mount I go. When the host of sin gathers round me, up to the mount of prayer I go. Do you know it? Sing it. Up to the mount I go. Up to the mount I go. When the host of sin gathers round me, up to the mount of prayer I go. Come on, sing it. Up to the mount I go. Up to the mount I go. When the host of sin gathers round me, up to the mount of prayer I go. In Jesus' name I go. In Jesus' name I go. When the host of sin gathers round, up to the mount of prayer I go. Through the blood I go. Through the blood I go. When the host of sin gathers round, up to the mount
of prayer I go. Past the veil I go. Past the veil I go. When the host of sin gathers round, up to the mount of prayer I go. Hallelujah. Anybody need prayer tonight, whether it's sickness or whatever it is? Amen. Salvation, healing, discouragement. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you need prayer tonight, or maybe you want to pray with some of these, whatever. Hallelujah. We're going to have prayer tonight. Hallelujah. If you're sick tonight, I want you to come. Praise God. If you need healing, I want you to come. Hallelujah. You're discouraged.